Christianity is supernatural because God is supernatural. We're going to continue to talk about supernatural things today. And today I want to focus on gifts, because the gifts God gives us in life are supernatural. I want to talk about supernatural gifts. And we read in the Bible in 1 Peter 4 verse 10, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. So we see here that God has given everyone a gift. And he tells us there, use that gift to be a blessing to others, to serve others. We shouldn't use it as trophies, and we shouldn't be arrogant about the gifts God gives us freely, but we should value them, and we should use them to bless other people. And we see in the word that God has ministry gifts. We read about the fivefold ministry gifts, and they are there to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. And not everyone is called to the fivefold ministry, but it is gifts that God gives to his church. But then we also read about the gifts of the Spirit, the spiritual gifts. There's nine of them, and the Bible tells us that every believer can flow in the gifts of the Spirit. And we know they are supernatural, especially when it comes to evangelizing, witnessing to other people. Because when you have a word of knowledge for someone or a word of wisdom, they know it's not you. And they know God is real, and they know God cares about them. But we can all flow in them, and we should all view it as supernatural gifts that God has made available for all of us to flow in. But then we also read in Romans 12 about the motivational gifts, and there's seven of them. And every person has received motivational gifts from God. And I believe it's important for us to discover our gifts. When we're gifted in something, we will be good in it, but we'll also be a blessing to others. But it's important for us to discover those gifts so that we can be confident in them. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't do other things, but it will become clear where our strength lies. Because we're the body of Christ, God has given us different gifts, and not everyone is the same. But I want to encourage you today, if you don't know what your gift is or gifts are, and one of the things you can do is to attend Growth Track the next time we do it at church. It's one of the things we have available at church to help people discover their gifts. Because the gifts God gives us, again, are supernatural. And God wants us to flow in them, and God wants us to use them to bless mankind, to be a blessing to other people. But we should also choose to value our gift. Many times we go into something that we call false humility. And, you know, when somebody compliments us or says something nice about a gift that we may have, we just say, no, it's not us, and we act weird. And it's true that it's not us, but we should also choose to value our gift. I've had a minister once say that the more you value your gift, the more the gift will be strengthened in your life as well. And somebody said this about God's supernatural gifts. He said, God's gifts communicate God's word, educate God's people, demonstrate God's love, celebrate God's presence, and support God's purposes. So thank God for his supernatural gifts, and thank God that all of us as believers can flow in the gifts that he gives us. You are highly favored and deeply loved.